Welcome to Awakening, the podcast. I'm your host, Heather Christian Strang, but you can call me Christian. And today we are going to reveal what true unity consciousness actually is. This is another huge area of misinformation. If you follow me on YouTube, you know I created a video exposing the misinformation that lightworkers repeatedly receive. So if you haven't checked that out, be sure to do so. I'll also include a link in the show notes. Today, we're going to the next level to expose and to reveal what true unity consciousness is all about. Because you'll hear almost everyone these days in the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions talking about unity consciousness. Unfortunately, the correct definitions are not being used. So we're going to talk about when we are speaking about an elevated degree of consciousness, when we're talking about the fifth dimension, which is just a label to help the human mind sort of wrap itself around, like, what are we speaking about here? You hear a lot about unity. Unity, unity, unity. Now, the misunderstanding is that unity consciousness means conformity, which means if everyone else is drinking the Kool-Aid and jumping off the cliff, then unify and I'm going to do it too. That is not unity. That is conformity. And in fact, if you look up in the dictionary, the meaning of conformity, I'm about to give it to you here. It means it's the behavior that follows the usual standards that are expected by a group or a society. That's literally what conformity means. So when the third and fourth dimension is saying unity, unity, what they mean is conformity. They mean do the things that we're telling you to do en masse. But they're using the terminology of unity. Now, what does unity mean? So if we look that up, guess what unity means? Oneness. Yeah, oneness. So very different. Very, very different. So let's talk about What does that mean, oneness? Because there's also a lot of misinformation about oneness consciousness and what that means. And we tend to lump it in with the third and fourth dimensional understanding of unity consciousness, which is actually conformity. So from a third and fourth dimensional perspective, and we can use a different label for that, we can call that a mainstream consciousness. From a mainstream consciousness, when they're saying unity, what they mean is conformity, which is this is the expected standard for the group of society to follow, and you better follow it or you're not unified. But what that means is you're not under our control and you're not diminishing yourself to be under our control. Okay, so that's what mainstream means. When they say unity, they mean conformity. Drink the Kool-Aid, jump off the cliff, because we said so. All right. Now, when we're talking about unity consciousness, and especially in a spiritual context, there's a lot of talk because we know there is this elevation into the fifth dimension of consciousness. From what I've been shown, Mother Earth is already in that vibe, which is why this cleansing and collapsing, part of the reason why this cleansing and collapsing is happening, because the frequencies are just not a match. So what happens when frequencies that are not a match try to come together? There's some chaos, there's some friction, there's some tension, because they're trying to work it out. So when we talk about the fifth dimension of consciousness, we could talk about unity, right? If we're like, what, you know, what is the fifth dimension? This is unity, but unity with what, right? What is this oneness? So what we want to extend to you and what we want you to know and to realize and understand is that the unity that the fifth dimension speaks of and the unity that is being spoken of by those in the spiritual realms and even those who might not understand, right? They're still using the conformity consciousness to speak about unity consciousness. The true truth there is that true unity consciousness is self-unity. This is unification with the divine self within. If we do not have unity consciousness within the self, we will not ever have unity consciousness in the mass, right? So is within is without. We're a microcosm of the macrocosm. And so as humans, and certainly when we're in the third and fourth dimension, we tend to externalize everything. You've heard me talk about this before. So we're like, unity, oh yay, we need to all come together. Yeah, we need to all come together. But before we all come together, we got to come together with ourselves. And loves, if you look around what's happening, that's not what's happening. Folks are preaching unity, but they mean conformity, because true unity consciousness is self-unity. Now, I'm going to give you the bigger picture here, and then we'll dial it down and get more and more specific within yourself. So what is this oneness? If we go to the definition, the traditional definition of what unity is, and it says oneness, what does that mean? It means oneness with the divine within yourself. We are not going to be one with all humans. We are not one with all humans, but here's what we are all one with. We are all one with the divine. So when we self-unify, we come into oneness with the divine, and then oneness with all other beings that are also connected into the divine. And that is the bliss that energy, for those of you that have had the ecstatic oneness experience that you can only have through connection with the divine, that is not about you're plugged into every other human. That is, you are plugged into the divine, to the holy, to source itself. And now through that connection with source herself, you are connected to all others who are connected in to source herself. So we've got to clean up our energy, our language here around this. We don't want to be one with all humans everywhere, because not all humans everywhere are using their free will to choose the divine. What we do want to be one with is the divine within ourselves, and through that with all those who are also choosing the divine. Now, this extends beyond all traditions. This is really, really important for you to hear. Any and every soul who uses their free will to self-unify and to then unify with the divine and thus unify with the divine, no matter if they call that a religion, a spiritual practice, no matter what they call it across all traditions, doesn't matter. We all unify with the divine. There are many pathways to the divine. And so where we get off track is being like, well, this is the one path to the divine. Every single religion, every single belief system has a nugget of truth. Some of them have a few nuggets. Some of them have half a nugget, but they all have nuggets of divine truth. If that is the pathway that someone is choosing to get to the divine, all that matters is that it gets them to the divine. That's all that matters. So this is across all traditions, all cultures, all beings, really. It's across it all. If you are self-unifying and thus unifying with the divine, you're in. You're living in that higher dimension of consciousness. It is not just for one certain people. It's not for a certain culture or a certain belief system or a certain tradition. It is for all that choose to connect into the divine. Your work as an awakening being of the light is to get clear with and aligned with those pathways that are in the greatest alignment for you. So for some, that might look like more of what we'd call a traditional religious model. For others, it may be, you know, free range, like I lovingly call it, sacred spirituality. For others, it's going to look different for everyone, perhaps. So that's okay. And that's part of the beauty of the diversity. So man, I could do a whole other podcast episode on what is true diversity. It's the richness, the diversification of all that we can choose with our free will through our unity with the divine. So we can choose lots of things from our personality. We can choose a lot of things from our wounds. I think all of us can attest to knowing this. But when we self-unify, now we've got the richness of this life, and we get to experience the oneness that is here for us. So when we are talking about unity consciousness, and when we're talking about the fifth dimension, we'll make it even more simple. So I don't know how we thought we were going third dimension with its animalistic, you know, physical only focus, fourth dimension. Okay. We're a little bit more progressive, and then we're going to go all the way to mass unity consciousness. No. We're not there yet. Fifth dimension is self-unity. So you are being invited, and to vibrate in the fifth dimension or higher, you are being invited to unify with yourself, the divine within you, the divine that lives within you. So we always want to externalize this, but we've got to bring it in. This is not about I've got to unify with all the other humans, or I've got to go to God outside myself. This is the divine that is flowing through you, and every single organic human is a light being when they come to this earth. When they, and you know it, and every baby you've ever seen, right? Like, they are nothing but pure light. It is the programming, the quote unquote medicines, the injections that are put into them that dim the light, dim the light, dim the light, dim the light, until potentially no light is left should they use their conscious choice to proliferate and continue to choose non-light choices. We're going to try to use the most neutral terms, and I always do my best to choose the most neutral terms for us here. So all light beings, all beings, when they come into a human body, are light beings. And all beings have the potentiality and the ability to flow source energy. And in fact, from the moment they are a baby and they're in that form, they are flowing source energy. Okay, so it's only the conscious choices that are made by the parents and then by the human as they get older that determine if that continues to grow in light or diminishes light. So how do we get to, okay, we've covered all that. Now, how do we get to self-unity where you're at as an adult human in this moment in time? How do you get to self-unity? Well, there's an exercise that we want to invite you into that my team, Mary Magdalene and the Highest Light, have been guiding me on. And that is, we want you to write down all of your judgments about the current world scenario. So write them out. And this is actually an exercise that I do with couples. I've worked with couples for many, many years now. Even before I was, you know, in a healthy partnership, I was able to help other couples. I was like, this is so weird. Like, I can do and help other people with this, and I can't do it myself. What is going on? And one of my mentors said, like, that's called Chiron. That's called, this is how this thing works. You can have special gifts to help others that you're still embodying yourself. For many years, we would do these exercises with the couples we supported and mentored. And we're now being asked to apply this to our judgments in the world. So write out your judgments about what's happening in the world today, what you think about people in general, whatever your stories are. So I'll give you an example from one of mine. I've been spending many nights doing this. One of mine, people are idiots. So that's one of my judgments. People are just so dumb. They're such idiots, right? And it's so easy to say that, right? People are such idiots, on with my amazing life. Okay, well, if you're holding the belief that people are idiots, there's some work to do, right? So you're going to take, I'm going to just give you my example and then you can apply it to yours. You're going to take people are idiots and you're going to change that to I'm an idiot. You can do this with your partner, and this is where this originally started for us. So you take your judgment and you turn it into an I statement. And then you go, oh, where does that live inside of me? Right? Now, this can live inside of you from a childhood wound. This can be karmic. This can be ancestral, meaning this is something in your family lineage. This can be for many past lifetimes. And so then we invite you to use our process through the Superpowers Guide, where you literally will take that statement, I'm an idiot, and you're going to take it through a four-step process to cleanse it from your mental body, emotional body, and psychic body. You're going to release that. And then you're done. It's really amazing. Unless it's a real sticky one, and then you might have to run it through a few times. But usually you can get through, you can just clear this stuff from your field using our Super Guides process. It's so amazing. So I went through and I wrote out all my beliefs about the world and about humans right now. I changed it all to I statements, and then I took it through the SG to clear it out. I became more self-unified from doing that. Why? Because I've taken full responsibility now for my experience at the next level. I am no longer projecting out there on what's wrong out there, because in order to self-unify, we have to take responsibility for the fact that this is the game, this is a simulation that we came to play, and all the players are mirrors for us in some way. Specifically, if they activate us, right? So if we don't feel triggered or activated by something, then, and we feel neutral to it, then it's not for us. But if something really gets us, gets in our craw, or, you know, we're just really going round and round about it, That means there's a gift for us in there. That means there's something within us that is not unified on that topic that wants to be unified. Now, I know what you might say, what you might be saying, because I came to this. So I went through, did the exercise, and then I came to something I couldn't unify with. I came to something that just was so repulsive and so horrifying. I was like, that's not a human activity, right? So some of you may know what I'm talking about. Some of you may not. If it resonates, take it. If it doesn't, keep it moving. So there are some things that happen in this world that are so repulsive and so horrifying. There's no way, one, that a human is doing it. And I will tell you that if you are an organic human, you are not harming other humans. So if there is violence towards humans and horrifying things happening to humans, that is a non-human response. Humans, it's not a natural human response to hurt each other. We just wouldn't do that. So if that's happening, okay, something else is going on here. So how do we heal that? How do we unify with that? And the answer to that is, when that activates you or triggers you, and me personally, there's nothing that upsets me more than children being harmed. Just not okay on any level. But why do I feel so passionate about that? Why does that bring me to tears if I just think about it? Why does it upset me when I see children, when I see even when I've been out in the world prior to what's going down right now, and seeing children get spanked or hurt in some way? Why does that upset me so much? Because of what I've experienced in my own life, but also through many lifetimes of seeing children being harmed and feeling powerless to stop it. So the self-unification there is, we've got to go to the deeper karmic wounds of being in a world where that kind of shit is allowed to go down. And we have to clean that up within ourselves, meaning clearing out that wound and that pain of feeling powerless and there's nothing we can do and these horrible things are happening. That's where we need to heal it. That's the level to unify at and to heal at. So this unity consciousness that is being talked about ad nauseum when anytime someone's talking about the fifth dimension is, again, like almost everything else that's out there in the world these days, you have to go deeper because what you're being given is a distortion. And so you have to go deeper. Now, what happens, I spent a week of doing this. It was 5 days of doing this process of taking my judgments, turning them into I statements, clearing them out through the SGs, through the superpowers guide. What was on the other end of that is then I woke up the next, it's the sixth day, I wake up, I'm guided to go out to the beach and walk the beach, and I have one of the most incredible oneness experiences, bliss experiences that I have had. Just tears pouring it down my face, so much love for the divine, so much love for humans, so much love for this beautiful earth, so much love for the fact that I get to be in a body at this time, and just so much love was flowing through me, and so much ecstasy was taking place in that moment, and I was there sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And it was only like today, which would have been the seventh day, that I realized, oh my goodness, that unity oneness experience that I had yesterday was only possible because I self-unified at a deeper level by going and looking at my projections and my judgments around what's happening in the world. So that's how we get to true unity consciousness, which is oneness with the divine. We have to self-unify with the divine. And in order to self-unify, we have to clear up the distortions and the split off parts of ourselves that occur when there's judgments. Anytime we have harsh judgments or intense hatred or pain or suffering towards someone or something, that means there's a wound within us that is desiring our attention and our love and our healing. And we have created the superpowers guide so that folks have an easy self-healing system, 4-step process to take themselves through to clear it out. And it's so amazingly powerful because then once you heal up those split off parts of you, you experience true oneness with the divine, which is a fifth dimensional construct that you're working with. Now, from that place, we can get to the higher dimensions of consciousness and we can begin to unify with others who are also self-unified and who are also unified with the divine. Now, when we all come together, when those of us who are self-unified, therefore unified with the divine, all come together, miracles take place. Absolute miracles. And that is the coming together that you keep hearing about. We know it does not work for third and fourth dimensional mainstream programmed humans to come together. That doesn't work. That does literally negative nothing. If not, creates more on the negative side. When self-unified and unified with the divine beings come together, now we've got it. Now we can create the new that's never been created before. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please, I invite you to take this into your meditation time, into your space with the divine. If you feel called, I want to invite you to write out your list of judgments, take them through the SG or any type of deep clearing tool that you have to clear them out so that you can self-unify, thus unifying with the divine. And then I want to hear about your amazing oneness experience and the ecstatic experience you have on the other side of that, because that is our work as awakening beings and as light beings. We so often think we've got to go out there and change what's happening. We do need to go out there and take action. 150%, we've got to do that. We can't be at the highest level of effectiveness if we have not done the self-unification and we are not united with the divine. When you unite with the divine, you are living a miraculous life no matter what anyone else is doing. In fact, it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing because you are so supported and so blessed that you are living a life unlike any other. This is spirit-led living, right? We are in a new time and space where there's a new call for us as human souls and for those of us that are light workers. Most likely, if you're listening to this, you're a light worker. So it's time for us to go to this next level. If you found this podcast to be of benefit to you, I invite you to share it with one friend, forward on the link. And if you really love this content and you like more of it and you want to share it with others, please consider leaving a review. We are doing a love contest. So we are giving away a $100 Etsy gift card to whomever posts the best review about Awakening the Podcast. So write up your review, take a screenshot of it, email it over to us, and we will enter you to win. That is going on through January 31st, and we will announce the winner on February 2nd. Thank you so much for being here at this time in consciousness, for saying yes to the awakening and the continued awakening that is here for you and for all, and for choosing to self-unify so that you can experience the fifth dimension or higher of consciousness. We are loving you so very much. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. You can find us on MeWe. We have a private, free MeWe Sacred Spirituality group if you want to connect with us in our community. You can also find us on Telegram at Sacred Spirituality 11. Much love and many blessings for your unity journey.